Welcome back to the Polite Fiction Podcast. This is a show where we will focus on social and personal scenarios where the truth was the only way out, but pretending was the only way to get through. During this roundtable style conversation, we will examine why our culture have become uncomfortable with the truth and comfortable with the elephant staying in the room. We remember that we can't clean in the dark. I'm your host, Nakia Lindsay. You can follow me on Instagram at I am Nakialli.
What's up? I'm Cameron and I'm your co-host. You can follow me on Instagram at CJ, CJAYEE. All right, so today in the studio we have two phenomenal guests. We're so excited. I guess they should introduce themselves, huh?
Yes. First, we have Mr. Jamal.
I'm Jamal Branch from Houston. Played basketball a little bit, still playing now, free agent.
Nice move.
Turn up, man. A few words. That's all right.
All right, into the left of
that's
me.
That's okay. I'll take the words for you. My name is Mohini Sane. I'm an actress here in town. You can follow me on Instagram at Mohinisane. That's my first and my last name. It's kind of hard to spell. But
one more time for the people who
right,
slow.
Right.
Come on.
Mohini Sane. So at Mohinisane.
Nice.
It's not too hard, but you know.
So I appreciate y'all for coming out.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
Yes, thank you. We're on the third episode of Polite Fiction. Yeah. Are we excited? Yes. So every episode we want to start with a little icebreaker. So for today's episode, we want to know, what is the scariest but painful moment of your childhood?
Oh no, Jamal, you go first.
But it was you can laugh back
but,
at
but
it.
But was
now.
Funny. But was funny now.
All right. This is why I don't like dogs. So
oh no.
I know. So it was when we were I want to say like 8 years old. Me and my cousins, we were over at my auntie's house for a little birthday barbecue get together, whatever.
It's
and on our way,
barbecue.
It's always
always
on our way to because we love to hoop. The family loved to hoop. So on the way, we had our around the corner was a little park that we all went to, and on the way there, I'm the youngest one out of the out of my cousins and stuff. So we're all walking, and somehow I don't know, I'm clumsy. Shoes got untied, so I bent over to tie my shoe. And as we walking, it was a Rottweiler on the side.
Oh no!
Oh no!
So literally, I didn't see it until late. Cause I'm little, I'm excited to go hoop or whatever. So I'm tying my shoe, and I see them look up, and I see them. They saw this dog, the Rottweiler, and it was on the front porch, and so they just started taking off.
Everybody left you.
Everybody
oh
left.
No.
Started taking off. So literally, I couldn't even finish tying my shoe, so I took off, and it like ran from the porch, and so I'm looking back. While I'm running, I'm looking back while I'm running. Next thing you know, I turn around and ran into the telephone.
Oh no! And he wasn't on no leash.
No.
And the crazy thing, the dog was on the leash.
Oh no!
And you ran it for no reason.
Yeah, exactly.
That's terrible.
Gotta be quicker than that.
Literally, I messed up my whole left side of my face. I mean, it was bad.
Is that what the scar is?
No.
He got his car still. Oh, no.
Something else.
Something else. Yeah, basketball related. But from that point, I was just like, you know what? Dogs just not meant to
oh,
be.
Oh, that's sad. I love dogs.
I know. A lot of people.
I'm a huge dog fan.
Though.
I'm
telling you.
Them things.
It's scary.
They ain't nothing to play with.
It's the Rottweilers. I feel it's like the owner and how you raise your dog.
It's the girl,
you know?
Y'all love to say that.
Right?
Y'all,
it's true. Like pit bulls. It's the same thing.
No.
It can turn on you at any
I've seen a pit bull just.
You never seen all those videos where like the pit bulls like licking on the like baby and stuff. Like they're sweet.
But the next day they can attack.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. All it takes is just one thing to turn that dog.
And that's it.
And that's it.
That's how I feel about ramen. No, I'm just kidding.
So what about you, Mom?
Some bad ramen. I have a similar story. So when I was little, like, I don't know, I've always been out of the shell since I was a little kid. I make friends with strangers, you know, so.
Oh, no.
I do. And so.
Do you want some candy?
No, there was never any like big white buses involved. We're okay, good. But like good. But I was little and I played with the kids on the street and we play hide and seek. And so like one day we play Nerf War. And so we'd grab these big Nerf guns and we'd divide into teams and it'd be like, whoever gets hit 5 times, you're out. Last man standing wins, right?
Yes.
So I'm over here shooting, like, I'm killing everybody off. You know, I'm
Ooh,
winning.
Competitive.
And, oh, absolutely. So I'm hiding behind trees, you know, whatever. And half of my, like, I feel like I was like a 60%, let's just hide and hope everybody else gets killed off. And the rest of me is like, cool, I'm a shoot. When no one's looking. So that's what it came down to, is me and one of my other friends. He was the other guy left on the other team. Mm-hmm. I'm turning around, I'm shooting, I'm hiding. Next thing I know, I get up to go run, and I'm shooting. But at the point where I went straight into a tree as well. I did, like, face forward into the tree, forehead. It was looking. Horrible. Like, and the worst part about it is I didn't win. You know, I didn't win. But on top of that, no, really, I did. And I had this bump on my head, y'all, for like a hot minute. And I had to go to school the next day. And it was time for like classroom photos.
Like, why would our parents make us go to school after school? Right.
You know what? You can never get a day like, off. Right. It doesn't matter. I grew up in an Indian household. Education is first. I don't care what you look like. You know?
No question.
Exactly. Better get them A's.
There's no winning. And then we had class photos the next day as well. So if you go back, and my mother probably has it in an album because she keeps everything. There is a little brown girl in an album with a giant mound on her head.
Oh, no.
Crazy. For sure. It was terrible, but, you know, things happen.
We still here.
I've become more cognizant of my surroundings.
Absolutely. Okay, Cameron.
So it's one story that sticks out for me, and this is actually a really painful, like, to go through.
Yeah.
But I think I was like 11 or 12. Mm. But I just want to at first ask, did y'all know your nipple can grow back?
Wait, what?
Like your nipple.
What?
Nipple?
Okay.
So, so no, this is how this went down. One of my friends in the neighborhood, he was riding my bike, and I had what are they called?
A bike.
You can like peg, right? Peg stand? No, not peg stand.
Kickstand.
No, things
tricycle.
That go on your bikes, you can carry, like someone can ride with you.
Oh,
a peg. A peg.
Peg, that's
yeah.
What I was
yeah.
saying.
Yeah,
peg.
Uh-huh.
Peg,
I get
stand.
You.
Oh, yeah.
So you have an extra person. Yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm.
So I let him
we
ride my bike.
We owe y'all.
He was like pegging me, and he was going as fast as he could down the street. And then there was like a speed bump, and so he hit the speed bump, and I flew off.
And your nipple came off?
Oh, no.
In midair. No, I'm kidding.
Oh, no.
I flew, and then I landed like arms out, legs out, like straight on the street, and I bounced up, hit the street again, and slid over.
Oh, no.
And so
you
I
poor
went
thing.
Home,
I know some skin came
and
out.
I was
oh,
like,
no.
I nipple. Looked at my body, and my nipple was gone. And I was
but
like,
you got
yo.
Nipples now.
Yeah, it grew back.
I didn't know nipples could. I didn't know
I didn't
nipples
know
could
either.
Grow
That's
back.
Interesting.
Maybe they
I
don't.
Thought nipple,
maybe
one nipple and you
things,
out.
But my skin was long gone, all over my chest.
Oh no.
And it was embarrassing.
Cameron, I think your nipple was probably still
it
there.
It was probably still there. He just didn't see it, you know.
Overreacting.
It was covered in dirt.
Sure. It grew back. I like that story.
Yeah. Like a reptile.
Sure.
Okay. So I have a funny story because, you know, back in the 00s and the 01s, when we did the little mohawk style, like, you know, you braid some hair on this side and
leave the other side out.
And, you know, curl the top, you know. So I used to always do my own hair.
Cute.
And I had the rubber band in my mouth because, you know, when you braiding it, I was like, I'm just putting it in there. You know, you just grab it up when you're done.
Right.
I had it in my mouth, and I think I was watching Martin at the same time.
Of course.
Something funny happened. And I laughed, and the rubber band went straight down my throat. Like, I was like...
Oh
and like
God.
I was in the room by myself, so I was like, I'm finna die.
Oh,
I'm
no.
Something funny because I play too much. I'm already always laughing. So I knocked on my aunt's door and I was like knocking, and I think she was asleep. Like for some reason, maybe she had just got off work. I don't know. But she was sleeping. I was knocking and she opened it. Why you knocking on my door? I was like, and like she just patted my back. So yeah, I almost died. I had no help. It eventually it came up on its own. On its
wow.
own. So it was scary, but now I think that was kind of funny.
You
like,
got another chance, girl.
A couple. Right. I was telling Cameron too. I choked on Annihilator too one time.
Laughing.
The full Nihilator had just started fucking them.
That was your problem. You were eating Annihilator. Right. I didn't even know they still existed.
They do.
They existed then.
Those flavors were nasty.
No, they
not banana.
Banana was the worst.
Laffy Taffy's. That's my thing.
Was it? Okay.
So we're going to get into our topic.
Yes, let's do it.
Yes. So we just want to know from you guys as far as like success. So we know like we're building our empire, our legacy for ourselves. But how do you want that to look for you as far as how you treat other people, how you want people to treat you? Do you still want to be, you know, I'm down to earth, I'm cool, I'm not changing up? Or do you feel like as you grow, you do want to change, or you want people to change how they view you and how they connect with you and meet you and talk to you, you know, as you grow? So, co-host, you can go first.
Oh, okay.
I'm picking, point them out, point them out.
I would love to say that I would be down to earth and stay the same. I made mention of this earlier. I definitely feel like it just depends on the people, how I would respond to just certain things. Like, I always vision, like, wow, okay, like a Hollywood movie actor. Like, honestly, I would be rude to the paparazzi. Like, that's something I don't like.
Cam, you're not here for the paparazzi.
I'm not
people
here for
all
that.
Up in your face all
yeah,
the time.
You know, tabloids. Just like, I don't know. I really feel like if you know me, then you know me. And that's just what it is.
Mm-hmm.
And then, like, I would, you know, hope to God would just point out the right people that would come around me so I could, like, handle them accordingly.
So Cam won a spirit of discernment regardless.
Yeah, yeah, regardless. Yeah. So, like I said, you're going to get treated just... Yes. Depending on how I feel about you.
What about normal people? What about starstruck people? They just come up to you like,
no, that's different. That I'd be humble about.
Look at how he smiled.
What if they throw their panties on you? What you gonna do, Cam?
Look at how he smiled when he said that.
Because I'm a man of God.
Resist the devil and he will flee.
Run. You better run from the devil.
No, I think to get to where you want to be, you definitely have to just be humble about it.
For sure. Yeah.
It's not really a dog eat dog world. I don't want that mindset. Mm-hmm. I don't want it at all.
What about you, Miss Mohini?
I think if it ever happens, I had this conversation with a friend the other day, and I don't think I want to be like famous.
Mm.
Like, I'm not looking to be like a who's famous right now. You know,
who's famous?
A Viola Davis or whatever. I'm not looking for it. Like, to be honest with you, like, I would be. Well, the question was that I had earlier was, what would be your role if you could have any role you could ever have in your life? I want a reoccurring role on a sitcom. Like, that's it. Like, I want to make sure for the next seven seasons I got a paycheck coming in.
Hello.
Right.
You know? I'm an actress.
And
what
I'm doing
do.
What I love. Comedy is my forte. That will be my first thing I put forward. And if I'm ever, like, famous, I think I'm going to treat people the exact same way. My brother and I used to talk about when we were little, and we were like, when we make it big, because we got to speak things into existence, right?
Right, you better speak it.
When we make it big, and I go to the MTV Awards, I'm going to wear my breakaway Adidas warm-ups. Like, you know, like whatever, and some sneakers and some Chucks or whatever. But now that's obviously changed. If Vera Wang approached me and said, hey, I have a dress for you to wear to the Grammys, you better believe she's going to get all my measurements.
Okay.
You know, and I'm going to be wearing
I'm going to be fly. I'm going to be low-key, but I'm going
to look great. But I think me and my personality and perspective is everybody's here to win. Like, there's too much success out here that, you know, not everybody, you know.
Right,
it's here for everybody.
Yes.
So I'm never going to treat anybody different than whatever. I'm trying to be like Obama. I'm going to treat the VP all the way to the janitor like the
Come
exact
on.
Same person. You know? But that's always been my mindset even when I was younger.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I used to do a lot of commercials when I was younger too. And like, I don't want to ever treat anybody different. You know? I think with the problem when people can become different is money. Like, money changes people.
Do you feel do people, as they get more money, more fame, more success, do they become different, or do more so how people view you and people around you?
It's a little bit of everything. Like, it's like, okay, hey, I have the money now. I don't know. The way I grew up, I was poor my whole life, y'all. So, like, I know whenever I do, and let's say I get, like, $1 million check, the mindset and the instill that my parents have put in me is 30% of that paycheck's going in savings. Like, it doesn't matter.
30-30-30.
Yeah, whatever. And aside from that, I do think money changes a lot of people, but it's also the keeping up with the Joneses factor and having mm-hmm. the need to, okay, this guy drives a Maserati and I'm over here in my Honda Civic. Like, oh, okay, I need to go and one-up myself or whatever mm-hmm. it is. And it's unfortunate. Like, I mean, to me it is. But, you know, a lot of people get in that groove and that they're just, it just becomes this very superficial lifestyle that you sometimes even forget who you really are. Like, mm-hmm. I doubt the Kardashians know who they are anymore.
Oh.
You know what I mean?
So, who knows?
Yeah, you know.
They're black women.
Like, they have no idea who they are anymore, what reality really is, you know? So, yeah. I think that has a lot to do with it, for
yeah.
sure.
Mm-hmm. What about you, Jamal? Jamal's in a different area. You're in sports, and, yeah. you know, we're all yeah. in the media. So, right. how so, have you dealt with that?
So, to go off of your last question, I think... it's different with everyone when mm-hmm. you say, will they change?
Mm-hmm.
Just because some people grew up with nothing. Mm-hmm. And if they have something, they say that they're a good person, they go treat everybody well.
Mm-hmm.
All right, what would they do when they have the money? Everyone starts asking them, how would they feel?
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. It'll take a toll on them.
Mm-hmm.
And they'll kind of react differently, I believe. And that's how I've came across some friends that have acted mm-hmm. that way. But... for me, I think I'm in a different situation. I had a little bit of a spotlight growing up and in college and playing in a little at the pro level for a little.
He was that dude.
So it changed for me. I grew up in a really, really crazy situation. I mean, being in Kansas City, Missouri, I witnessed a lot growing up.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, from a lot of murders happening right in front of me. Oh, wow. To a lot of drug deals, okay. everything that was going on.
Been
so I was
it.
raised up around that. And for me, the only way out was through sports.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That was something I saw peace in and something I went to get out of that reality of what was going on around me. So everyone kind of seeing that in me at a very young age. And so that's why mm-hmm. we made the move to come to Texas to get in a better situation,
mm-hmm. right.
and better education and everything like that. And when I moved to Texas is when I really started to experience mm-hmm. The attention. Because when I left Kansas City, Missouri, I was actually the number one player in the country.
Oh, wow.
Turn up to the number one player.
Yeah,
in my
age. So in Texas, everyone knew me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I was new. And mm-hmm. so being that I had to grow up so fast, it matured me mm-hmm. very
quickly.
Very much. Yeah, very mm-hmm. quickly. And so for me, I was always a family guy, so I always, like, stayed home. I, even in college and now to this day, I never really went out. I don't go clubbing.
Yeah, he ain't got no media.
Yeah, I don't have anything.
Low-key.
Yeah,
look at Mohini. She look like, y'all
you
can't
know,
see,
I
but
wish,
she giving him the low eyes. Like,
I
why ain't got no
I
social
media? I could not have media. That would be wonderful. But unfortunately, in our industry,
and
we have
you have to
right,
have
right,
media.
Absolutely. And I don't see a problem. I mean, I like social media. I will get it back eventually.
It's just consuming.
But enjoy your
time.
Yeah.
Enjoy
your time.
Exactly. Enjoy your vacation.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nothing but
absolutely.
The shade room.
It ain't right. nothing but gossip.
Gossip.
Right.
Mm-hmm. That's it.
But, like, throughout college or throughout high school even, I was number one player in Texas and stuff. So I got a lot of attention. And at first, I didn't know how to deal with it
mm-hmm.
until I moved to Dallas my last 2 years of high school. And that's when I became really close with my mentor, who I believe God sent him to change my life completely. And so mm-hmm. I started to see the bigger picture of everything. And when I got to the professional level, it wasn't so much about me anymore. It was so much about others.
Mm-hmm.
That's great.
And so that's kind of changed my whole mindset. I mean, when I was at a young age, I wanted to, you know, make a lot of money, have this big house, have mm-hmm. big cars.
The American mm-hmm. dream.
Yeah,
right?
Exactly.
Don't
exactly.
exist,
y'all.
Right.
Don't
yeah.
exist.
Right. Exactly. And as you begin to live life and go through things, it's I think the biggest thing is just I feel like we're all gifted with toolboxes.
Mm-hmm.
We're all gifted with a lot of tools in our toolbox. It's just about, you know, using those toolboxes and, you know, spreading your wings. And
yeah.
So
cool.
It's time to go back and fly
yeah.
home. So it's all about giving back to
mm-hmm.
and with this younger generation, especially with the social media and everything now.
It's a lot of pressure.
Yeah, exactly.
For
absolutely,
sure.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So now for me, it's about just going back into, you know, communities and stuff and helping them achieve their dream and
mm-hmm.
strive to whatever they want to go to. So
that's great.
Yeah. So with this topic, I kind of had two different outtakes on it as far as, like, on a personal standpoint and social. Like, for personal, I've always been that type of person that's like, if I do life with you, then we do life together. Mm-hmm. And if I don't do life with you, mm-hmm. then we don't.
Right.
And sometimes I'm already, like, standoffish just as my whole personality mm-hmm. type of thing, where it's just like, you know, if I come to the room, I'm sitting like in the middle so I could just focus, or if it's going to be like a group of, you know, about us, like an mm-hmm. acting class, I'm going to the far left, you know. That's just like,
why the far left?
I don't know, that's my
the right, not the right, not the middle, but not the right,
the left. That's my comfort space. But I think on a personal level, I don't think the way I groom my relationships will change. Mm-hmm. So I can only pray that as I grow, people will still understand me as a person and my own personality. Mm-hmm. Okay, and that if absolutely. I do life with you, I do life with you. Right. And if I don't, like, we're acquaintances, I can be cool with everyone and personable and funny and nice. But if I don't do life with you, you won't know anything personal mm-hmm. about right. me. That's, I think that's one thing that sometimes, like, fans and stuff, they get it confused. Like, you don't know me personally because we don't do life together. Right. You don't know what I like. Right. You don't know what I dislike, right. you know? But on a social standpoint, I always want to be giving back and reaching out to other people. I want people to talk to me normal. Like, just if you see me, come up to me and have a conversation. Sure. I do want to help. I want to be an investor. Mm. I want you to tell me what your idea is. But, you know, you can't just come up and be like, oh, my gosh, this is... I'm like, okay, I get that, but let's get past that. Maybe we can have a deeper, in-depth conversation if we're in a vicinity for it, you know,
sure.
on a social standpoint. But I think a lot of people get that misconstrued, kind of. I always say I want to be like Adele. I just want to put stuff out right. and go back in my corner.
Right.
That's it. I just want to, 21, 25, and 30. Like, I want to go back. Because she does that really well with, you know, class. She'd come out, do some stuff, do some concerts,
and then disappear.
And you don't see nothing else for her. Right. On a personal standpoint, right. you know? Mm-hmm. And that's just the personal, but socially, you know, we were talking earlier. I said, I may not be on social media. I may have somebody handling that account
right.
because I really didn't want to be on here
yeah.
in the first place. So that's the biggest thing. It's just finding that balance of, you know, giving, pouring into your community or wherever you come from or whoever you're around. One thing I was looking at, like with Nipsey Hussle, you know, mm-hmm. I feel like he did really good trying to give back to his community. But someone like when you come from a more hood background and a harder background, what I was talking with Cam, it's hard to go back sometimes.
Sure.
Like, you can't go back. You can give
right,
back
right,
but I can't go back.
Sure.
Type of thing.
Absolutely.
Like, I'm like, the best thing you can do is when they try to gentrify that location is to give some money to it.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you go back, a lot of times you will get shot. Like, you know, right, like you will right. get killed.
Right.
Because of jealousy and all this type of stuff. But sometimes a lot of times, yeah, it's people who knew you from your neighborhood and from when you weren't all that you come to be. But, like, even for me, as I grow, it's like, I never want you to be envious of me because you can do everything that I can do. But I also need you to recognize that we never did life together.
Mm-hmm.
So why are you so attached to something that we never did?
That's true, though.
You know what I'm saying? That's right. You know, with success, we want to stay humble. But I think, which... hopefully we'll be touching back on this when I'm successful and famous.
Which you will be.
Right. Which, you know, speaking to to existence.
Famous.
But I think that because I've just not had any, it's different when you ain't had nothing.
Mm-hmm.
And when you go to something, I already know the struggle of it all. And I know that I really don't put a lot of emphasis on money. Money is, I always say this every day, money is everything and nothing at the same time.
Absolutely.
You know, recognition, it's like doing what I love. I want to do it. And it doesn't matter what I get for it. Or who I become or who recognize me. It's because I'm following my dream more so rather than looking for affirmation, you know?
Yeah.
So that's one thing.
I left my six-figure job to pursue acting. So if I really wanted money, I would have just stayed where I
money.
Was. You know?
I would go get money.
I worked for some really great companies. My resume looks wonderful.
Look.
If I ever decide to go back to, like, corporate
Flawless.
America. But I left to pursue my dream.
Right.
Yes.
So it doesn't matter what kind of money is coming in as long as I'm doing what I love.
Mm-hmm.
If you're doing what you love.
And that's what I was just telling you earlier.
Mm-hmm.
When I talk to people, I just tell them to do what they love doing.
Do what
you have
because
to.
Because you only get to live once.
Once.
We're,
mm-hmm.
we're meant to enjoy life.
Exactly.
Not to be, going through life, through the motions, all because you're trying to make a lot of money.
Yes.
Yeah, you wanna
don't let money be your defining
exactly.
factor.
Yeah, right.
Exactly. Mm. Type of thing. I told my job, they like, you can get unlimited hours. I'm like, no.
Right.
I feel like, you can give me $1 billion, but if you don't say I got some time,
right,
I don't want it. Mm-hmm. I need time. Right. And money, because, you know, I can have all the time, then I don't have the money to do nothing. But I need money and time. I need both. And I feel like when you're walking in your passion and you're doing something that you love, you know, I could be a full-time podcast. I'm be okay with that. But I'm even still going to take a break from it.
Right.
Because mm-hmm. you always need, like, I said probably 1 year when I'm, like, 40, I want to go be, like, a monk in China with no social media. Yes.
I don't know about that. I gave her the same reaction.
I'm going to cut all my hair off.
Look, like, you're going to get there, and you're going to be a weekend and be like, look, where's the city? I have to go.
Come on now. I want to be in a temple. I want to do yoga. I want to be sitting on my head.
Well, they have 3-day retreats for that as well. You know that, right?
I'm not the 3-day retreat. I'm going to do that first, y'all. I'm a baby still.
Let's baby steps here. Yeah, let's take our time with it.
I'm ready.
Don't go in there cold turkey.
Right.
Don't give up your citizenship.
I miss my moms.
Exactly. Can't call her. Exactly.
Y'all right. Exactly. Y'all gonna come visit me. Don't do that. I'm gonna be in the mountains somewhere.
It's funny y'all say that, because I actually, my first year out of college, I was in Slovakia. Exactly.
Were you really?
Yeah, I was there playing ball.
You were playing ball?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
He international, y'all.
He international.
Google me, baby.
So I was the first time out there, first time out of college. I'm like, look, I'm fine. I'll go out there and play basketball.
It's whatever.
I go out there for a year. I'm good. A year ain't nothing. Man, came 2 weeks, I was ready to go.
Oh, man, that's a miracle. Right. I'm ready to touch
down. He was
down.
Sick.
It's a lot to get acclimated to, I'm sure. Yeah.
Because totally. I can't even spell Slovakia. I
don't know where it is.
They don't speak English there. What really got me was when I was in a grocery store and I was trying to ask them for milk. And they wouldn't understand. So it got to a point where I had to say, moo. Like,
oh, God. And they understood.
And they finally understood it. Yeah. So I was just like, man, you know, this is for me. So I ended up.
This is not
home.
For me.
That's my biggest worry. Just even like traveling to Europe or something. Like, what am I going to eat? That's my biggest issue.
Now, see, and you know,
go,
I'm
picky. If you go to a good.
Europe
like,
is expensive,
area,
man.
Yeah. I travel overseas a lot during the summer when I have time. But, I mean, if you go to, like, Spain, Italy, like, all them places, all the good places, you'll mm-hmm. be fine. Because they speak English and they got good
okay,
food.
Baby.
You'll be fine. But I remember being in Europe and we got a sandwich, right? And it was, like, 2 pieces of bread, a small piece of meat, and, like, maybe half a piece of lettuce. And it was, like, $10.
See.
And it was teeny tiny.
We think in America, we like
but
the,
here's the they probably understand portions better than we do, maybe. You
no,
know?
They do. We are the most. Okay, they feed us crap. We don't. We don't have good health care.
We don't.
They setting us up
thing,
for failure.
Though, is overseas, like our restaurants, like McDonald's, overseas is
they
a
different.
Lot fresher.
Exactly.
It's totally different.
So it's more like 10 stars.
You go to McDonald's
right,
in India.
Exactly.
McDonald's in India, it's like chicken tikka masala. Majority of the menu is like vegetarian.
Right, they got
totally
egg rolls.
Yeah, yeah.
Wow.
It's totally different.
Yeah,
yeah.
It's different.
It's different.
In my international
but
course,
it's a good different.
We went over that. Like Coca-Cola ain't as sweet
oh,
in
no.
other places.
Right.
And it tastes like crack.
Right.
Yes. Like, you know, I don't even drink soda. Right. Like when you drink a Coca-Cola, when you don't drink soda, it's like your ancestors feel
you're silly.
Deep out of your spirit. Like it's bubbling up. Like
that's that
silly.
McDonald's Sprite.
McDonald's Sprite be the strongest
it
thing.
Different.
You are silly.
It hit different when it's out the machine. For real. So I just have a quick little, you know, I don't know, wager. Not a wager.
A wager.
Not a wager.
What is this?
Question. That's
oh, okay.
all.
So like rapid fire type?
Nah.
And go.
We're just going to go back. Something similar to our first episode. Like right now, what is the quote for your life?
Oh, no. You go.
Okay, now let's. Can we point out that Mohini said she had all the words earlier
no,
and every
no,
time
no,
it's
no.
hard.
Right.
You the
right.
man. Go first.
Right. Exactly.
No.
Mr. Jamal.
Quote.
Like currently in our life or just like in general?
Either one.
Okay.
You want to go first?
Mahini,
okay.
No, would you like to go first?
Would you like to go first, Nikia? Go. What's your quote? Is it the same?
That's a good one.
Nah, that wasn't even it. That's a good one, though. What would be my quote for my life? Okay, so I try to listen to inspirational things in the morning because life is hard, but I heard something, and he was like, when the world is against you, climb.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Mm. So that's one thing that I've really been taking into at this moment. A lot of people, they don't support your dream. They don't support what you want to do. And when I feel like, you know, I'm just alone because I've been battling with that, you know, feeling like, you know, you're all by yourself.
Right.
It's just like climb. So keep your eye on what it is that you want to do.
Absolutely.
Because I feel like that can be my only happy place. Mm-hmm. Like doing this, doing acting, just, you know, giving myself to the things that are more important to me. Because mm-hmm. I find myself, you know, I'm working, I'm giving so much to build somebody else's stuff, mm-hmm. their business, right. their legacy.
Do it
but
for
I
you.
Yeah, but yeah. I have nothing, you know, and mm-hmm. even your job can turn their back on you. They don't care you want to do nothing.
Just another number.
They don't care if you want to need to be off early. Right. They don't mm-hmm. care if you know what I'm saying, if you book this role and you need to be off. They don't care about that because mm-hmm. it's not building them. But I can't let that stop what I want to do and where I want to go. So when everyone else is, their back is against me, I'm a climb.
Mm-hmm. I love that. Awesome.
Period. Mahini.
Well, I have two quotes, and okay. I actually grabbed them off Instagram like a couple weeks ago. That I always screenshot everything I see, like on inspirational stuff, and keep it in my phone. And then I probably have like 5,000 photos of quotes.
I got all storage now.
But one of them I really liked, and I don't have children yet, but it's stop buying your kids what you never had and start teaching them what you never knew.
Mm.
And I think that resonates with me really well. And the other one I really loved was, what is it? It was along the words of, when things change inside you, things change around you. So basically what I'm trying to do at this point in my life is better myself. I don't have a significant other in my life, but I'm worried more about myself and what can I do to make my life better and focus on my
career.
That's
all right, Mahini. We're going to get a man this year.
No, I don't want one. Like,
you don't?
I really don't.
I want y'all, yeah, y'all listening, if you're a big fine man, a little lord.
I don't. I think, and I mean, you know, I get asked out on dates here and there, but I literally, the last guy who asked me out, I was like, look, I'm not dating right now. I'm sorry.
Right.
And that was it. And you know, but I think I'm more focused on myself and my career and mm-hmm. just stacking my cash.
That's it.
Worried about my career.
Run it up.
What are we going to book? And becoming the most best role model for myself, that if I do meet somebody and have kids, I'm going to be a good role model for them.
Yes, to be a whole person.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think that's huge for me right now, is just working on myself.
Yes.
Yeah.
Shout out to working on yourself.
You know, you have to, always.
Always.
Go ahead, Jamal. Were you on Instagram looking for a quote?
He ain't got no social media.
Yeah, you were. He heard me. He goes, oh, you on Instagram? Okay,
let me research. Yeah,
Mr. No Social Media. Mr. No Social Media.
We playing, y'all. He had his quote in his head.
Yeah, no, I mean, it might sound a little cliche, but it's just everything that I've been through, one thing that always stuck, and being that my grandmother was a huge part of my life until she passed away.
Sorry.
And one thing that kind of just stuck with me is just to trust God.
Hey.
There you go.
Yeah. The number one quote.
Right. And for me, that always stuck with me because I had so much thrown at me at a very young age. I mentioned how blessed I was to, you know, have the attention in basketball,
mm-hmm.
have the
mm-hmm.
skill set in basketball. Like I said, I was thrown by a lot of stuff. Mm-hmm. And one thing that always stuck with me was to just trust God. And school and this time that I'm a free agent right now where I'm not playing
mm-hmm.
and I didn't get picked up this past year. It's just trust God through mm-hmm. any and everything. And it's another thing that Torrin Wells always says is like at the I got to look up the
Go quote. Ahead, he got his phone, y'all.
Right.
No, we need help.
It's okay. Yeah.
He said, on the mountaintops of life, we must learn to bow low And in the valleys of life, we must learn to stand tall.
Hey, I love it.
Come on.
I love it.
And so that also stuck with me, too, because you get mountaintops of life and you get valleys and stuff. And I think for me, my biggest thing is what to do in the valley.
Up.
And that's, stand tall and just trust that, God is surrounding what's surrounding you. Mm-hmm. So
let everything fall into place the way it's supposed to.
Yes. Right.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
I'm with it. Do you have
I'm basic, because the first quote that just popped into my head was, treat others how you want to be treated.
Hey.
Golden rule.
That's the golden rule. And that thing is stuck. Absolutely. Like, I'm so thankful for schools instilling that in people.
My goodness. Right.
Because
what school you go to?
My elementary.
Yeah, they didn't teach me
that. They didn't teach
y'all that?
No,
oh,
they didn't. Really?
They told me, put that down. Don't
you
do that.
You knew it was the golden rule?
No.
That's what they call it.
I feel like I learned it from like Sesame Street or PBS.
Yeah, school.
Yeah.
I mean, if I don't know, have y'all read the book? It's everything you learn in life, you learn in kindergarten.
No.
Mm-mm. But that's.
You should read
it. I agree.
It.
Yeah.
It talks a lot about that. You know?
Really?
Treat people as how you're supposed to be treated.
Cool. I'm going
to
see if it's on Audible.
If you want respect,
yeah, is it?
You better get it.
It's on Google Book.
Yeah, absolutely.
Camera.
That was pretty much the quote.
That was good.
So I just really quick before we wrap up,
yeah,
just kind of do like a rapid fire.
Rapid fire, so rapid, rapid, rapid.
So, Mohini, you're the first victim.
Oh God,
she's been putting it off all day.
I got three quick questions for you to answer.
Bum bum bum.
So first, favorite food.
My favorite food is sushi.
Okay. Favorite artist, singer.
I'm currently hooked on. Nobody.
Rapid fire, Mohini.
Rapid fire.
I mean, like, if you hop in my car right now, the only thing I really listen to is 90s music. So I don't listen to what's on the radio right now. I have no idea. So Aaliyah.
Okay.
Aaliyah.
All right. And favorite season.
My favorite season is winter, because Christmas is around the corner. Everybody's bright and cheery and everything. I love lights and
ice all me that. Out. All
right, Jamal. All
right.
All right. Favorite food.
Favorite food.
Rapid fire.
Spaghetti.
Okay. favorite artist, y'all. Singer.
Toby and Wigwe.
Toby and Wigwe.
He's fire. All right. And favorite season.
I would say the same.
Really?
Yeah, winter, Christmas.
You can't beat everybody being so happy.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
I think we're all going to have that time.
Nakia.
Okay.
Okay, ready? Favorite food?
Pizza.
Favorite artist, singer?
Her.
Okay, favorite season?
Spring.
So you want to ask me?
Yes.
Her. You want to ask me?
Her.
Who's her?
Yeah, what's her?
Oh, my gosh, she ain't on the media, y'all.
She's an R&B singer.
Can you focus on me?
Is she new?
No.
Can
well, I would
you,
say.
Can you keep singing? I don't think I remember who that is.
Baby, can you
if you know Daniel Caesar, she's on one of his songs.
Okay.
You haven't listened to him yet?
Daniel Caesar.
Well, she's new.
That's something.
She's
you new. Got YouTube. You don't need social media.
Someone to throw in my
She's new to mainstream. She's been putting in work, y'all. She's been putting in work.
Okay.
Cam, favorite food?
Oh, burgers.
Burgers. You burgers. Favorite artist?
Division.
Favorite season?
Winter.
Yeah.
Y'all cold out these streets.
Division is an R&B artist.
Yeah. Okay. He's good.
Is he new?
Jamal, do you only listen to Christian music?
No, I don't. Okay. I listen to everything.
It's vibey. They vibe.
It's like very vibey.
I grew up on pop. So it's like,
I like Lizzo.
Know about that.
That's a new artist I found.
Lizzo.
She's actually from like Mo City or something, but she has like very women like power empowering music.
Okay,
yeah, I really like her.
Is it rap or?
It's a mix of like R&B and rap. Yeah,
R&B and rap. Mm-hmm. Okay,
I'm an R&B.
So we got new.
So I can't like take trap.
I like R&B. Yeah,
and listen to the trap.
I gotta have substance.
Right. You know, I just want to listen. Like the lyrics have to make sense.
Listen to her.
Yeah, I can't hear.
Listen to her.
He's like, listen to who? To her.
Her.
To who?
Her.
And then there was this like guy. I'm like, who's
this guy came out and he called himself him.
Him.
And he did like the remix.
Oh my gosh. And I don't think
song.
She liked that he did that, but it's beautiful.
Is
it's
it?
It's so beautiful. Listen. It's H-I-M and H-E-R.
Like
put the dots in them.
Between
yeah.
The
oh,
and just
okay,
look them
gotcha.
Up.
Yeah,
it's really good.
Cool.
So.
So we wrapped up episode 2.
Three.
Three. Y'all, I skipped one. Look, don't be hit. He hit me, y'all. Y'all can't see that. So episode 3 of Polite Fishing Podcast.
Guys, this was fun. Thank you guys for coming.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
Thank you. So every episode, we want to make sure you just tune in. You can look us up on YouTube at Polite Fishing Podcast. No space, no caps. Okay? And you can also find us on any major platform, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, and tune in. Every episode, we help you get a new perspective from a new guest. And you remember that we can't clean in the dark. Peace.